And God starts saying, oh, now what is he talking about today? When God starts to save you, I want to speak to people who feel very frustrated right now. I think that's both of us, am I correct? It's very frustrated with life in general. Oh, some of you are being honest. You know, we had plans, we had dreams, we had expectations, and just somehow that did not unfold the way that we had imagined. Pray for doors to open and they close. You expected progress, but instead, God slowed down. You thought by now you'd be stronger, you'd be more settled, you'd be more healed, be more certain, but instead you're stuck in a season that you do not fully understand. And honestly, one of the hardest things for many of us is when God allows interruption in our lives. Because naturally, we love momentum. We love movement. We love control. We love clarity. We love predictability. But sometimes God will interrupt our plans to protect our purpose. Let me say that again. Sometimes God will interrupt our plans to protect our purpose. And today I believe that some of us here need to hear this clearly today. That just because something has stopped, it does not mean that God has abandoned you. One amen, one person believes me. Sometimes to stop is actually the mercy of God. So, I'm now going to back this up with scripture. In Acts chapter 16, Paul is traveling and he's preaching the gospel. And then the Bible says something fascinating in Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 7. It says, they were kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. They were kept from preaching the word. And they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit would not allow them to. Now that's quite something when you really think about it. He's talking to you from coming to peace. No, wouldn't you think that was a little weird? You think, what's going on? You know, we need to be careful when we interpret the scripture, because Paul was not rebelling. Paul was not in any sin. He was not walking away from God. What he was trying to do was minister the word of God, and yet God said no. And this matters so deeply today, because if God closes the door, we think, oh, well, I must have failed. We need to look at ourselves and think, well, I messed up. That's why it's happening. But not necessarily. Sometimes closed doors are divine direction. Sometimes God says no, because he sees what we cannot see. And honestly, this is difficult for us emotionally. Because most of us want an explanation. We want God to tell us, okay, here's your five-year plan. Here's why this hurts. Here's why this relationship failed. That's why this opportunity disappeared off the radar. But faith often means trusting God before understanding him. It took 16 years from my initial calling into ministry for me to actually go into ministry. 16 years. And I sat there and I thought, God, are you serious? Why didn't make me wait? I was ready to go. But yet it was impossible. Many of you know I came into the mission field because I collapsed and I stopped breathing and had to be resuscitated. I was dead. And I got resuscitated. And I hate to come home hurt. And I was angry. I said, God, seriously, I've done all these years here. The vision's not even complete. I was angry. Because everything that he felt, not always, I felt it on my other part. And since then, that's it, I'm all ministry. So imagine how quickly bitterness can consume our hearts. I took Janet, we ran into the north of Scotland, we lost 4 months there. We got back together with me. Text on the shoulder. And then the phone rang and I said, oh, we'd love you to come into full-time pastoral ministry in the inner church. I said, look. There it is. That pastor really said to me, he knows me very well, he said, oh, he's so angry. He said, well, can I sit? It would be nice to go, we pray. And for long, I had to go, oh, that's a good one. But I did, I prayed. I prayed and my objections eventually turned to questions. And I said, God, why would you want to put me back in England when I just knew my whole life had been? You know, I need to put down some guarantees here for me. Therefore, I realized that. What God was really saying to me was, the last season you were in was preparing me for the season I'm putting you in now. And I'm aware I came back. Came back again. Faith means trusting God with understanding, and boy, do I know that is hard. It's so hard. Especially when our emotions get involved. Because emotionally, the close doors that we feel personal combat. Rejection really hurts. Disappointment hurts. Silence hurts. And honestly, some of you today are exhausted, not because you stop believing in God, but because your life is unfolding in a way that you didn't expect. Yes, you still pray. Yes, you still show up. You still try. You still believe. But deep down, you wonder. Come on. What are we doing? You were honest enough to go to start the moon to go to that. That's beautiful. You see, church, sometimes faith is not about confidence. Sometimes faith is refusing to quit during the confusion. Honestly, it takes so much strength. I want to go a bit deeper here, because often God stopped Paul from entering Asia. God gave him a vision. A man from Macedonia appeared and said, come over to Macedonia and help us. What moved up restriction was actually a redirection. And honestly, many of us do not realize this. And God can see the entire. Oh, we only see the next few steps. God can see the entire road. Oh, we only see. And their sins. The same is everything for us because we only see part of the picture. We pray over the 10 seasons. And while he was in heaven, God still sees the best. Some say God still sees the best.
God still sees the best.
Cry over the coast. how God is preparing humans. And honestly, sometimes God drops what we want because he knows exactly the man is going to be. And the relationship you can't own, the opportunity you lost, that season that totally confused you. What if God was protecting you from something that we couldn't see? Romans 8 verse 28 says this. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who know him. Can we say that together? And we know that in all things God works for the good. All things. Did you spot that while you were saying it? All things, not just the easy things, not just the exciting seasons, but all things. That's the delay, the heartbreaks, the setbacks, the uncertainty, the hidden seasons. You know, God is so much with you. Did you know that? And honestly, church, some of the deepest spiritual growth happens in seasons we know that he's calling you. The hidden seasons, the quiet seasons, the seasons where it feels like nothing at all is happening externally. Because God often develops people privately before he uses them publicly. David was anointed as the king and then sent back to the fields. Joseph received dreams and then experienced betrayal and prison. Moses lived in obscurity for years before leaving Israel. Even Jesus spent many years in forbiddenness before public ministry. And that just thinks you, because this modern culture that we live in, it celebrates visibility, fast success, instant results, constant movement. I don't even think we know how to rest anymore. But God often works slowly and deeply and patiently. And honestly, many of us want resurrection power without the process in our lives. The transformation only happens through process. And that is real. I want to speak a bit here, very honestly, about weariness. Because some of you have come here today, you are tired. Not physically only, you're emotionally tired. You're mentally tired, you're spiritually tired. You're tired of carrying the pressure. You're tired of the uncertainty. You're tired of fighting battles within yourself that nobody else sees and you wouldn't dare tell them about. And honestly, sometimes we carry silent struggles while we're smiling and joking and laughing. Maybe it's more than we realize. But I want you to listen carefully today. Galatians 6 verse 9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Notice that phrase, at the proper time. Not your time. It's not my time. It's God's time. And honestly, waiting seasons, they test our twist very deeply. Because delayed answers can create internal battles within us, and we start questioning ourselves, did I just miss God? Did I fail? Has God so merely? Why does everyone else seem so far ahead spiritually? You see, comparison becomes dangerous in the waiting seasons. Because let's look at social media. I'm very active on TikTok. I've got a platform on TikTok. I do a live every single night with our kids or to a Bible study. I know what goes on there. You know, and I sit and I go through my For You. And I'm scrolling down, and then this is the one that I don't like. There's other people featuring on that. Kind of like watching and I think, and wow, we even people. Check this kind of out. I watched the video and I did like page 5, it's really good. 10 minutes later, I crossed into my bed. So good. I have been doing it. Is that me? That's a good TikTok where you see people having this big adventure and it's not fun and thinking, wow. And it's going to say, so what are we doing? Compared. Social media makes us feel divine. Everyone seems settled, certain, and blessed. Meanwhile, we're feeling confused and totally exhausted. But church, I want to just tell you, let me compare your unfinished story to somebody else's highlight here. Let's say that again. Never compare your unfinished story to somebody else's I love you. No, God wants different journeys for different people. And that matters. I want you to hear carefully to that. But your value does not disappear because your season has become difficult. That your identity does not disappear because your life became uncertain. Maybe your purpose does not disappear because the road became delayed. But God is still God in the hidden seasons. God is still faithful in the painful seasons. God is still present in the confusing seasons. And in Psalm 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength. An ever-present help in trouble. Can we say this one together? God is our refuge in the strength and ever-present help in trouble. Not absent in trouble, but present in trouble. You know, this changes everything for us. Because Christianity does not teach the absence of storms. It teaches the presence of God within the storms. And honestly, sometimes God, he calms storms, other times he calms people inside the storm. Both of those are miracles. Now, I want to speak directly to someone today, and I believe that there's someone here that you feel forgotten. You feel forgotten. You feel overlooked. You feel emotionally drained. And carrying your disappointment quietly. I want you to know this clearly today. God is not all suffering. The delay is not proof of abandonment. The silence is not proof of God's absence. And the interruption is not proof that your story is over. Sometimes God causes us to foreclose us. Sometimes it slows us down for guilt. Sometimes it removes things from our tents. Honestly, sometimes the very thing that broke your heart will eventually break your life. Friends, only a journey to the reveal how many times God protected you through disappointment. This is how. I said before I close, I want to speak to you about surrender. Real faith eventually leads us to this place. God, when I don't understand, I will trust you. This is faith. Not some emotional mind or moment, but trust. A deep trust in God. Proverbs 3 verse 5 to 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. I also notice the important verse, be not on your own understanding. Because honestly, we interpret mothers by the way of feeling emotionally at home. But God, He sees eternity. And today, some people need to release the pressure of trying to control everything. Because we would never desire to carry the model by ourselves. You were never meant to sustain your soul through anxiety alone. God invites you to that. Into a place of trust. Into a place of trusting Him. A place into His rest, into His peace. His peace is not a worldly peace. The peace that comes through Jesus is different. Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come to me. All who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. What an invitation. What an invitation. Not come when you've fixed yourself. Not come when your life is perfect. Come as you are. Come as you are. All of this. All the disappointment and all the pain, all the hurt. Just come to me. Maybe this is a word that has been given to that. You need to come back to God again. Bring the disappointment in you. Bring the confusion and bring the exhaustion. Bring the questions and bring the heartbreak. One thing we can do is unclose it. Your story is not finished. Your story is not finished. And this season that you're in is not permanent. But the God who guided Paul, the God who strengthened David, the God who restored Peter, the God who raised Christ from the dead is still working today. He's working right here today in this place. Even in the silence. Even in the waiting, even in the interruption, to not lose heart of it, to not lose heart. God will still gather His people, He still restores people, He still strengthens weary people, and He still opens doors of God. One day, you may look back at the season of His universe and realize it was a season God prepared for you, shaped you, and prepared you for what was next. Just like I'll be ready after what the rest, and I'll forgive the suspect. Told you last week, not again, that how God took me from an atheist who was struggling with addiction. How He took me from there. How after I overdosed, I recall my name. So there I answered me. Show me your love, show me your graces. And I've started feeling the experience in human touch, the deliverance of our bodies, as it is in God. Season 1, season 2, season 3, first diagnosis of stage 4 cancer. it sounds good. I also came a former former therapist to transferring parasites in the training on bed. That was scary. It's confusing. And when he struck at the top of the lung, and collapsed my the second diagnosis of stage 40 cancer. The tumor between my heart and my lungs, between my heart and my artery. Suffocating. And again, though, giving me another go. Sorry, man. And they said, you can do surgery. Rest it slowly. And some Bart's Hospital in London put me on the theater and playing for 5 hours. I'm scared. Season 4, season 5. Season 6. And our story. Season 7. Season 9, coming back here. Season 10, being brought back here. Season 11, the level where I'm running in now. Season 11, some of the diagnosis of COPD. It's a lot busy. As I speak to you now, they're picking the same kinds of things. Why am I getting not even more than the way I love you? You know, why? Because the hip of those that are tossing spines, workers, our flesh, our body, our confusion. Surrender and say, Lord, we need power. We accept to your invitation. And I'll say that today, please remember your good power of Jesus Christ in my life. And you can understand today. From all governments today, and be sure to have a straight, loving motivational talk. But this isn't a motivational talk. This is about my thinking. I have motivation, you have to be missing. Today, you choose life, you can choose death. You don't have to choose thank you, death. Sometimes we need people to say, claim the assets. I want to give you the chance at the beginning, just a minute or two of the last. But this could be very quiet now, and let's just put our heads down and let's just think a little bit about what's been said here today. And I'm going to give you a chance to respond. What is it you want today from Jesus? Mom?
Yes.
The freedom. Yeah, that's why everybody in the United States is in Washington. In the same case, I want Jesus to die alive. I haven't really fully known Jesus. I haven't really fully understood what he meant by that invitation. And as I bring his home today, I say, yes, maybe you've never given your life to Jesus before. When I say giving your life, it doesn't mean like giving someone to be taken. I'm talking about when we give our very souls to him and say, oh, forgive me. And coming to you now, surrendering to him, because it's the life begins. Jesus promised us abundant life. And we can just carry on with the same mind that I am following. I'm going to give you a chance. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you've never surrendered your life to him, I'm going to give you that chance now. Later, you can put it down again. And it's not hesitation. It's a yes or no. Right. The message is spoken to you tonight. Maybe you're in a season that you don't understand. Maybe this message is spoken to you. Maybe you want to get a little more serious about God and the Bible. I think of that chance now. If you want to make a new commitment to Jesus, he said, Jesus, I'm coming to the highway. And now I'm surrendering to you. And I'm giving you the still in me. And I'm giving you the pain throughout our story. If that's true, where you look up and look out, see that pain, you look out. Now I expect everybody's hand to go up on this one. If today you declare with me that I will trust God in whatever season I'm in, you will lift up your hand. You will be able to say, Lord, I will trust you. And whatever season I'm in,
whatever season I'm in,
I will trust you.
Trust you,
believing,
trust
you, goodness.
Trust you, God.
Oh, of course, I will thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's a